Good day, everyone. My name is Sifu Cicero, and I'm from the School of Qi Energy. Today I have with me a Year 4 instructor. His name is John, and John would like to tell us about what is happening in his life right now that has changed him from a Yang person to a Yin person. John, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing great, and I just mentioned going from a yin to a yang state, and all that means is going from a non-sensitive to a sensitive state while you're building high amount of bioenergy. A lot of folks don't know what bioenergy is versus qi energy or prana. Can you give a little insight as to what it is that you're actually building?
Well, in your body, you have these channels of nerve fibers that go all over, that connect all those different signals and send different impulses up and down your body. And through this training, you're learning to elongate those nerve fibers, make them more sensitive, and allow them to carry more signal in a nice, cool, euphoric way. When I first started with the training, I noticed that on days that I was doing things correctly, my metabolism was very happy with what I was putting into it. I would be eating less amount of food, but only what my body really required for that day. Whereas if I wasn't doing things correctly, I'd find myself eating much more food, drinking much more water.
And that pretty much is what we'd call a little bit of an overload, because it takes time to get used to building up that amount of energy, which it barely seems like anything, but exponentially over a couple of days, a couple of weeks, you start noticing some change.
Oh, absolutely. Or these changes be, like we said, in your diet, or these changes be in the amount of energy you have throughout the day. As long as you were doing things to the best of your ability, you just found that you were having a better day each and every day. I found that as I relaxed more into the energy training and was more aware of what my body was telling me, I could then easily get up at the time that I wanted to, have more energy through the day, and just overall perform better throughout that day.
It's a relaxation thing, isn't it? Did you find the more you relax that these energy exercises were easier and easier to do?
Yes, absolutely. The more I relaxed into my energy training, whether it was relaxing while I was doing it or meditating beforehand, the more I could really have a tangible sense of what I was doing and be able to better mentally guide my emotions, my quality of the energy, and my thoughts all at once.
Now let's fast forward. Let's go all the way to year 4. And do you have a recent experience as an instructor, a graduate at the fourth year level, which is very different than the 3 years? What are you able to do at an extreme ability level that would seem like an everyday thing to a qi person, but yet kind of a miracle to somebody looking in from the outside?
Well, very recently, at the job that I work at, we were having an issue with a certain product we were trying to get shipped out. And throughout the entire day, it just seemed like no matter how many times we tried to get this quality right, it just was not happening for any of us. And at that time, I realized maybe I should tune into what I've been doing in my training while I'm here at work. And I guided my mind into the right mindset, brought out everything that I needed to, and sure enough, within minutes to seemed what might be seconds, our problems were resolved and everything was going just the way it should have.
Exactly. And you know that that's not a Superman thing. You actually had to come into a relaxed state to tune into a very large form of biophotons that you had built up over time. And what was that like when you actively transferred that to every team member that was in there? Did you find that the answers came to everyone at once? Or what was the solution? How did it come about?
Well, when I first tuned in to everything that I needed to bring out the results that we wanted, I saw that one person around me started to change just a little bit. Not only our cooperativity went up, but also our ability to get our work done more quickly went up as well. And it just kind of created a domino effect with everyone in my work group. Once one person came over, then another person came over, and soon enough, the entire team was working the way it needed to.
Sounds like a win-win situation to me. And how is everybody, including yourself, the energy level? Because it just seems like a lot of brain power. But did you feel more relaxed, and did you find that kind of cause and effect for your team members around you?
Yes, it was almost like everyone was much happier and in general just had a better sense and a better feeling about their work and themselves, opposed to this feeling you would get after a hard workout where you're exhausted, all your energy spent, and you just want to sleep.
Yes, and that's the cause and effect of doing the work at all different levels, but at the fourth year level, this cause and effect is something that, unless you felt that yourself, there'd be no way that you could transfer that. And it wasn't like a transfer where you had to mentally do it. It was just the relaxation of tuning into your electrical form in that good feeling and cool way that quantumly transferred within a larger group. So it wasn't just one person it transferred to. You had that group mentality, so they felt exactly what you were feeling at that time.
Oh, absolutely. Whether or not I notice them happening all at once, or if I notice them happening one by one by one, at the very end of the project and the very end of the entire process, you could just tell that the energy within the room had totally changed, and everyone was so much more lively, so much more energetic, and happier about the results and what they were doing at work that day.
How much more likely do you think that the team will be together again and will want to work on a project together with all those particular team members, including the chief person?
I say the likelihood's pretty high.
I would think so too, John. I would think so too. You know, John, let me make mention that even though you work in a corporate environment, you do train privately chief students also. And what is that like for you?
Well, with each and every student has something different about them. Some students will be better at one thing, some students will be better at the other, but more or less, students are the same. And I found that depending on the year the student is in, will require a certain amount of detail as an instructor. So a year one student, I tend to guide them more and allow them to go through the process, but be kind of like that helping friend. And as the years go on, to say year two and year three, you're a little more precise with your students, but at the same time, you're guiding them along the path, just like you were doing in year one, allowing them to make sure they're following the criteria that's supposed to be, but having fun, enjoying the process, and allowing them to make their world a better place for themselves. One of my students, he was kind of stuck in this one job that he really didn't enjoy. And once he started training with me, he found that he was able to disassociate himself more and more every day from the job he disliked. He was able to associate with this good feeling and cool attributes that allowed him to disassociate from this job he was hating and not wanting to go to finding this position that he absolutely loves now and talks to me about every time and just is so enthusiastic about what he does now.
It's a really good thing when you can enjoy the work that you're doing every day and you were able to tune him into the correct attributes of the electrical form. There was no doubt that the law of attraction kicks in because now people in energy work don't realize that when the body is cool, you have attractive pheromones. And those are very pleasant in terms of the law of attraction that leads you to other people that want to feel good feeling and cool too, and are attracted towards the same thing. Haven't you noticed that yourself?
Yes. The more, either from my students or from myself, the more we have the guidelines set and we're training properly and we're following the rules, the more these positive pheromones are coming out and the more the law of attraction is working for ourselves, our students, and in general, all of us together.
We all get to feel good, and including the people that are surrounding us, family, friends, or coworkers, and our customers. So it's just an abundance of that kind of energy where you would think a healing is one-on-one or with a group of people, but this is a lifestyle for us, isn't it?
Absolutely. Now, from the media or from whatever internet site you go to, you'll find a healing as something that's maybe a little more ceremonial, or you're maybe sitting around a table and holding hands, where with this, it's just as simple as putting out a good feeling thought and letting it affect everyone around you.
And that's because you've built up energy, these biophotons that come off of the nerve fibers, in a form, and when you layer and layer billions of these, that form is more powerful than anything I've experienced before in the energy work that I've done in different systems. This is so far beyond it. I wouldn't even have thought that this was possible, but oh yes, it's very possible, isn't it?
Yes. Back in my martial art days, just like Sifu Jones, I was very heavy into the breaking process, whether it be at a competition or in class or just for self-training. And I found myself at the very end, because I wasn't using these rules that we have in the school, after a training session or a competition, I would just be physically wiped out. I would go to my bed and sleep for what felt like 7 to 8 hours, wake up feeling groggy. With the attributes in the School of Qi Energy and training with Sifu Jones directly, I found myself guiding over to a new way of using my energy to protect my body and make my body feel so good and relaxed, but still apply the same principle to what I was doing in the breaking or whatever martial art technique I was doing.
Wow, that sounds like it's healing your body at the same time you're doing a destructive technique. Isn't that unusual?
Yes, people think, oh, you can't be soft and hard at the same time. You know, that just doesn't make sense. But as the more you do this and the more you get your mind over to a new way of thinking, the more you find that things that you thought were once impossible are actually very tangible, and things that you found to be very impossible are actually very real.
Doesn't that ring true then, that the power behind this, used in a relaxed way, is just as powerful as breaking brick?
Yes, of course. The power behind it, once you relax enough, the more you come into realization with your own spirit, the more you find you can do more things on a physically tangible level without having to use so much of your own body.
Well, let's go a little bit further then in this interview, since you brought it up. How tangible do you feel inside of your body?
Well, it's an interesting question because, again, it changes throughout every year. When you start in year one, you start to feel these little changes in your body, almost like something moving through your body, but ever so softly. As you train more and more and you make the changes when you need to and you keep these guidelines going, you'll find that once you get, say, year three and, you know, the later part of year two, you start to get this new realization that there's something else inside of you, and it's not just this one thing moving through you, but literally an entire spiritual being residing inside of an animal host body.
It's an interesting kind of effect, because if it goes beyond intellectualism into a tangible thing, and there's pressure and density to it, and we can expand with it, but it's something that each student takes their time to move into. It doesn't mean that it has to come into that all at once. You can still have all these great techniques while you build up the energy properly, but the benefit of that on top of it, if you're comfortable with it, it comes out more and more, and you can find out wonderful things that we are spirit beings that live forever, and we can take the best care of our animal host bodies.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Being a recent graduate, I found that when I was in my mind, all up in my head, trying to get work done either for a project or for a paper or anything that might be academically related, I found that it was very difficult sometimes for me to find a thought or a word or a concept when I was stuck in my body. But once I expanded into my spirit and allowed myself to relax down and feel every part of it, all those answers I was looking for just came to me just as easily as it did when I was at work.
It really does, because when you can expand into a form that you've been building, those electrical lines actually contain information, because those biophotons do contain storage areas of 4 megabytes. Can you imagine millions of them? It becomes a mini computer within itself that you can derive a lot of information from.
Oh, yeah. Not only can you store information, you find yourself thinking more clearly, thinking more quickly, and thinking more optimally for whatever task you have in front of you.
John, you've explained it beautifully. I can't thank you enough for this interview.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure.